Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, April 2nd, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. Yesterday, our sports forecast featured two NHL hockey games and one NBA basketball game and nothing else. I guess it's a little bit of a calm time in sports these days because today's will feature two NBA basketball games and one NHL hockey game and not much else. Let's start with the NBA doubleheader on TNT. The early game is the Miami Heat at Cleveland Cavaliers at 8 p.m. Any game between now Cavalier LeBron James and his old teammates is dramatic television worth watching. But this one also has severe playoff implications, mostly for Miami. Cleveland is pretty much locked into second place in the East, so they don't really need to win or lose. But the Miami Heat have been falling through the standings rapidly and are now tied for 8th place with the Brooklyn Nets, and have Boston, Indiana, and Charlotte nipping at their heels. They need to win this game much more than the Cavs, but they're also probably less well-equipped to win it. I guess we'll find out tonight. The second game of the doubleheader is the Phoenix Suns at Golden State Warriors that starts at 10:30 p.m. on TNT. This is basically an exhibition game. The Warriors have clinched the first place in the Western Conference, and the Suns are all but mathematically eliminated from the playoffs completely. Plan your viewing accordingly. If one team gets too far ahead, the other team isn't going to try that hard to catch up. In hockey, the one game on national television tonight is the Boston Bruins at Detroit Red Wings, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC Sports Network. It should be a good one. These two original six teams, you'll hear that phrase a lot. It really just means that these are two of the six teams that were the only six in the entire league for a few decades last century. Anyway, these two teams are now in the same division, the Atlantic Division, and separated by only 2 points in the standings, so that's a single victory. At this point, it looks like both teams will make the playoffs, but this game could go a long way to deciding which of the teams will have the harder opponent in the first round. Boston has won its last three games against Detroit, so they've got recent history on their side. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, April 2nd, 2015. You can find us on the web at DearSportsFan.com and send me questions to DearSportsFan@gmail.com. As always, thanks for the theme music. To my brother, Jesse Fisher, he's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.